Good morning. Welcome to the Community Connection. I have Fairfield Chief of Police Keith Conclasier and Justin Tisser, Officer Justin Tisser, with me today. So how are you guys doing?
Wonderful. How about you?
Pretty good.
Doing pretty good. All right. So we got the Christmas parade coming up. You always tell us what the route is, even though we should know what the route is by now.
Yeah, we'll have two in the books. This will be number three for the year.
Okay.
So same as the rest. Line up on North First. We will shut it down about an hour previous to the step-off time.
Okay.
And then we will move to our positions on the parade route about 10 minutes, 5 minutes till the parade kickoff. And then we'll go up court to Johnson Funeral Home.
Mm-hmm.
Hang a right, go to Main Street, hang another right, go down to Northwest 4th Street, the chop shop.
Right.
And we will turn right there, and that will be the conclusion of the parade.
Okay.
Getting pretty good now that we have it streamlined where every parade's the same.
Every parade's the same. And then there will be, of course, a detour route.
Yes.
I noticed on the homecoming parade, the guys were parked in the middle of the street, and then they had some other guys, your officers, recruited some guys from the side to pull out the barricades.
Yep.
To make it the parade route.
A little shorthanded. We rely on Street and Bridge. They do because we got to put barricades up on by the Legion.
Okay.
We got to flip up detour signs up on Northwest 7th Street for the turn off the detour back on the main highway.
Mm-hmm.
So there's several locations that come into play.
Okay.
And being shorthanded, sometimes we might grab a few people here and there.
Okay. All right. We are going to talk to Officer Titzer and Keith Conclasier in just a few moments here on the Community Connection. Stay tuned.
Here's nationally syndicated radio host and real estate expert Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Unless you're a seasoned pro at selling houses, I firmly believe that a quality real estate agent is worth more than they cost you when it's time to sell. In fact, a study from the National Association of Realtors found that the median home price for sellers who used an agent is 16% higher than a home sold directly by an owner. Hey, it's Dave Ramsey. Join us for the Dave Ramsey Show, weekdays at 4, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Fairfield Chief of Police Keith Conclasier and Officer Justin Tisser. And, so we've got the parades coming up. Did you pull extra duty during the football games?
We do. Volunteer status. I'll pay them to come out. We had five at the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got this
second playoff game.
So we'll be there. From my understanding, is the school kind of tried to delay the start of the game so we could be there because we do have had the parade at the same time.
Right.
So the IHSA, they couldn't come to agreement. They move it to 4, which helps us get from one location to the next.
Okay. All right. And then there was a volleyball game on Friday night.
Yes.
So they couldn't have it on Friday night either. All right. So Officer Tisser, what are you up to?
I've just got back to work. I'm currently doing administrative duties, kind of writing a new program that we've decided to implement at the Fairfield Police Department. Helping the guys with some investigations, just kind of, consulting. Basically, staying pretty busy.
Okay, so you're restricted to desk duty? Is that because of?
Yeah, I got hurt on duty about a year ago, and had to have knee surgery. And then after that knee surgery, I got lucky and had to have another knee surgery.
So. Oh. Okay, I guess if you consider that lucky. Most investigative work, it happens at the desk, right?
Yeah, the majority of it, yes.
Okay. And then also this week you participated at Center Street School in the information night about cell phones and apps, right?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me about that.
We wanted to do a informational program for the parents of any student that wanted to come in. We put it out to basically Center Street, Northside High School parents to come in and learn a little bit about social media and kind of all the new apps that are coming out and the good things that go with that and also the bad things that go with that.
Oh, okay. So how did the night go?
It went well. It was the first. It was a kind of a trial run. It was the first time we put it together.
Okay.
Went real well.
Okay. So what are the dangers of some of the apps that kids are downloading to their phones?
Well, obviously some of the apps are, anytime you're utilizing social media, there's a level of anonymity and insulation that goes with using that. And you get a lot of bullying. And we kind of talked to them about the bullying aspect of kids being able to say things on pages, and you know, they're removed from that face-to-face thing, so a lot of times it's easier to say uglier things to people. And also we went over Snapchat and, you know, taking pictures. A lot of kids are taking inappropriate pictures, and we wanted to impart to them that that stuff doesn't disappear. We can get any of that stuff even after Snapchat allegedly deletes it. We can we can get that, and any phone, anything you delete on your phone, I can get a hold of.
Okay, so did you, Keith? Did you ever think we'd come to the day where we'd be talking about kids taking inappropriate pictures?
Well, last night they Chet Snyder spoke first. He's talking about going out, and you were the remote control as a kid to change the channel. Then I remember in high school, you know, going working on the old Tandys, 5 CLS, 10 print. And and now we're at the point where you can do everything from the palm of your hand.
Right.
So, and that, and if you think about it, that's just a small amount of time. You know, what's next? So, but this is something that's come up in our profession. We deal with this daily. Somebody called me a name on Facebook. I want something done. Somebody's hacked my account. Somebody's sending me these messages, because you can spoof numbers. You can do all kinds of stuff.
Right.
And what Officer Titzer and Sergeant Sager have done is started this base, I think, that we can grow off of, because technology is here to stay. I mean, you have to have it every day.
Okay, Justin, did you talk about TikTok?
Yeah, we did talk about TikTok. That's pretty popular. It's kind of like the Vines, but they're shorter videos. Very, very popular right now.
Okay. And what are the dangers inherent in these, other than they don't go away?
Well, one of the dangers that you're looking at with any social media platform is, if you have a tendency to post pictures or videos of the inappropriate nature, that stuff's going to come out, and it's going to be very embarrassing to the kid, the parent, and it's going to affect you later on in life. I mean, you know, you've all seen the politicians that are running for office that all of a sudden, you know, these inappropriate photos come out. And it's not good. But another thing that we need to talk about is people are always out there watching. They're always out there looking for a way to exploit adults and children. And putting yourself out there is giving people more things to look at. And you're putting your information out there for somebody that might not have good intentions to use to exploit you.
Okay. Do kids understand that aspect of it?
I don't think so, but we're trying.
Okay. All right. Do we see in Fairfield people preying on people who are posting that they're out of town?
Absolutely. We actually got a case this week of a gentleman from St. Louis trying to entice a young boy into a meeting. It happens all the time, even here.
Okay. All right. We will be back in just a few moments with Chief of Police Keith Cogglasher and Justin Titzer in just a few moments. Stay tuned.
Mike Dreith here. Join me weekdays at 7:10 in the morning and 12:10 right before the new news for Talk Isn't Always Cheap, an opinion commentary about my perspective on the news of the day. It could be insight about federal or state policy or local matters. It's also posted on WFIWradio.com. Talk Isn't Always Cheap, weekdays on the station listened to, not just heard, 104.9 WFIW.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Officer Justin Titzer and Chief of Police Keith Cogglasher. Let me ask you, let's work around to this, okay? Let me ask you about the side-by-sides on the streets.
Yes.
I was surprised. There are, I mean, you said there were 19 licenses in the first 2 weeks. How many more have come out?
We're about 33, 34 right now.
Oh, okay. All right. So
of course, it's getting wintertime, so I understand. Now, I've registered some that have full cabs, heating and air conditioning. So I predict seeing these all year round. I have, personally, Of course, after work hours, I don't get out much.
Right.
But I've seen three or four cruising the side streets.
Okay. All right, Justin, what about you? Have you seen them out and about?
Yeah, I've been seeing them out and about a lot lately.
Okay, are you seeing people using them in the correct way? Not on Maine and Delaware?
Yeah, for the most part, people are abiding by the rules.
Oh, okay. All right. Does it increase the level of apprehension for a police officer that something so small is now legalized on the road?
I think at first it did, but now that and I'm going to knock on some wood right here, but we've had pretty good luck. We haven't had very many problems yet.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's still odd to see it, though.
It's still odd
because you'd be driving along and be like, oh, yeah, they do have permit. You know, it's just something you don't see every day right now, but we'll get used to it. And I think every community around us is doing it.
Okay.
My brother told me at Alney's researching it now.
Oh, okay.
So it's just a growing thing.
It's a growing trend. Okay. Well, what else is coming up that you need to talk about?
Everything. We just things have gone so fast. We just went back to school in August.
Right.
Like a day before that was fireworks.
Right.
Time flies so fast.
Next thing you know, it's Christmas.
Well, we've hit November, and now we're in the great holiday season.
Yeah.
We're going to be hitting Thanksgiving, Black Friday, shopping all the time. Mm.
Yeah.
Family get-togethers.
And unlocked doors in our cars and our houses.
I'll also hit that same piece of wood. We've been good recently.
Okay.
People locking cars. But it sometimes doesn't stop. And unfortunately, we had the business in town that was pried open, the pharmacy.
Oh, okay.
And we believe that was not a local deal because a town 3 hours south of us also got hit the same way.
Oh, okay.
So I think that was somebody passing through, but we did up patrols in that area, still have. Everybody trying to get that medication without going to the doctor.
Okay.
That's a big business. So we think that one was not a local bandit, I guess you would say.
So criminals travel from town to town hitting the same type of business the same way.
Yep, we get I get alerts from other agencies, and we have a thing called the ILEAS, the Illinois Law Enforcement Agency, Emergency Agency System. Get emails from them. They sent out videos from Effingham where a gambling place had been broke into, and they sent video captures of suspects thinking they may be around the area.
Right.
We've had farm equipment people come. We had trailers, enclosed trailers. They'll send us a picture of a truck pulling a trailer. If you see this, they're stealing farm equipment. Golf carts was a big thing. That came through about 6 months ago, that people were out stealing golf carts.
Okay.
From town to town.
Well, because now they're legal on the streets.
Yep. So we, and like I said, when we had our pharmacy, I think we were the first one, and we put out a message, and then all of a sudden, we hear Heron got hit.
Oh, okay.
So we were communicating what, and it was the exact same back door, went in, broke alarm. I mean, it was, so that's why we isolated probably the same person.
Okay. All right. So Officer Titzer, let me ask you, what is it like to be an officer here in Fairfield?
It's unique in the fact that, everybody knows everybody.
Right.
You see a lot of people you grew up with, a lot of people you went to high school with, and I like it. We have a good community, a tight knit community. Everybody seems to want to help each other, and it's a good experience. But the thing about being a police officer in a small town is you get stuck into this loop of thinking, this trap of thinking that nothing bad happens because it's Fairfield.
Right.
But I've worked cases with the FBI. Department of Homeland Security, all these agencies, stuff happens around here. We have a lot of crime in this area, and it's deceptive for such a small town.
Right. Would most people be surprised by the amount of crime that goes on?
Most people would absolutely be surprised by the amount of crime that happens in the county and Fairfield.
Okay. All right. So say you're on patrol at night. And you stop in someplace. Will somebody buy you drink or dinner? Like, like a soda at Huck's or something like that?
You know,
are the citizens thankful for your service?
Yes, for the most part, yeah. Everybody is appreciative of our service here, and a lot of times I've had a lot of people, you know, offer to buy me dinner, and, you know, and I really appreciate that. You know, that's very nice of people.
It's
and,
sweet. It's,
yeah.
But it's not necessary because no. That's the job you've chosen, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, but it's still appreciated.
Yeah, it's still very much appreciated. You know, it just shows that you see on the news media, you know, you look at the news and everybody seems to be hating police right now. But that's just not the majority of people. That's not what it is. So.
Okay. All right, we are going to take a break. We will be back in just a few moments with Justin Titzer and Keith Cogglazier on the Community Connection.
This is where some people try to hit capitalism, and they try to say capitalism removes this social welfare net. That's not capitalism that is responsible for it. It's selfishness. That's the problem. I think that when you are blessed through that, you bless other people, because that's what I think you're supposed to do. The reason that we are in the position that we are is because people don't do that. This is not something that you can mandate through the government. Tune in to The Dana Show, 7 to 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and FM 103.3.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Fairfield Chief of Police Keith Cogglazier and Officer Justin Titzer. And, well, it is fall, so...
Finally
so
fall.
What are you looking for in the fall?
Everything.
Everything.
Yeah, everything. Yeah, we'll shift to, instead of going to all the crime aspect, we'll kind of shift it down to local ordinances.
Oh, okay.
The weather's finally changed.
Okay.
The leaves are finally falling. I feel like we was in the warm spell there for a long, long, long time. Rainy season. Just remind people that you can burn leaves, but we ask you not to burn them on the asphalt pavement. It destroys the road. We get calls on that every year. It's also getting cooler at night, so people are starting to have the fire pits at night. That is allowed. Recreational fires are allowed. Just can't leave them unattended. So when you go in for the night, make sure you extinguish it. Hate to show up with a big red truck and put out your little fire for you. It's happened, though.
Right.
We've done that.
It has.
So.
Better set your neighbor's house on fire.
Let's hope not.
By accident.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, all in all, it's everyday business, but once again, Fairfield's a great community, and I don't think I'd trade for anything, really. I mean, we have our share of stuff, and we do our best to get on top of it, and hopefully the public understands that we are Fairfield.
Okay. We casually mentioned earlier to lock your doors. Is that going to become even a greater need in the holiday season coming up?
It always does. We talk about it every year. We joke about it. it becomes a running joke. But, yeah, we're getting back into, you know, don't leave your gifts, your valuables, your purse. Don't leave those in the back seat of a car where people can see them.
Okay.
All it takes is one strike of a window, open a door, and you're out of everything you had. Lock your house, lock your garage. It's just the opportunity for people that don't want to work and just want to take stuff, and whether they trade it for drugs or they, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Crime of opportunity, I guess you would say. So the holiday season going to hit that, and then once again, we'll kind of shift one more time to the weather. It's cold. You're going to have frosted windows. Before you take off in the morning, please defrost your windows. You got kids out driving through school areas. Don't do the periscope, the porthole looking through. Make sure
the portal of death.
Yeah, make sure. Yeah, don't stick your head out the window driving. And if you're that late, you're going to be late anyway. So make sure all your windows are defrosted. You can see clearly. It is a violation to drive an obstructed view.
Okay.
So get up a little early and start the car. Do not recommend leaving your car running unlocked.
Okay.
Somebody could take off with it then, too.
Okay.
Catch 22 all the way around.
It is. Okay. So, Justin, what do you see out on patrol that people are doing that you think, oh, that's the stupidest? You're just asking to be...
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of ways to make yourself not be an easy target. One of the things that I see a lot of is during the holiday season is putting your trash to the curb with your Xbox 360, Xbox One boxes, your
right.
big screen TVs, and all this stuff. That's just telling me what you got in your house. And if I was a criminal, I'd think, you know, I want to hit that house.
And you can tie it into the Facebook picture, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
It all comes
back.
You
know, making yourself an easy target, you know, like on your vehicle, another thing on your vehicle. What's happening in bigger cities, and not even bigger cities, around here, if you have decals and stickers on your vehicle that are, you know, advertising guns, Glock, and all this stuff, people are busting your windows out looking for guns. Like, I seen this guy that had this big, nice, come and take it sticker on his back window.
Right.
Well, they came and they took it. You know, they busted the window out, and they took the guy's rifle and all this stuff. So there's
a lot
of... They
took his word for it.
Yeah. You know, people are always out gathering intelligence about you.
Okay.
The criminals, more often than not, aren't dumb. They're semi-professional, and they're using any means necessary to gather intelligence about you in order to exploit you and make you an easier target. So there's just a lot of things you can do to not make yourself an easier target.
Okay. What should neighbors be looking for in their neighborhood this holiday season?
Well, we had a big push of the burglaries. Of course, everybody knows we had about 3 rounds of burglaries this year. We did solve those. Actually, one of them was so big we're still working on getting stuff back to people. We have stuff that don't even know where it goes that we got so much. So,
okay. Because it wasn't reported missing?
Or? Right.
Okay.
Right. And, of course, you're not going to get a ratchet and engrave your name on it on everything you get. So, if somebody reports, well, I had tools missing, okay, well, you know, I got this, but where does it go?
Right.
So, once again, things take time. We've discussed that previously. It's not 48 minutes with commercials. And then, you know, we tested DNA, so we know this is your screwdriver. Here you go. So, time like that change, but it's just life. You can't live your life tied up, I guess you would say.
Okay.
But just the common sense aspect, you know.
Okay.
And once again, we go back to locking doors and stuff like that.
Okay. So what do you suggest people do with their big boxes that say, you know, a 52-inch screen?
You can take it to recycling if it's corrugated.
Yeah. You take it to recycling.
Yeah. So. You could take a knife and break it down, put it in a bag, black bag.
Okay.
Of course, in Fairfield, we have the blue containers. You cut it down. That way nobody can see it, and they're not going to see your bag anyway. Maybe stagger, not put everything out at one time. If you've got just cardboard or wrapping paper, maybe that can wait till the next trash pickup. That way you're not overpiling your area.
Okay. Anything else?
So like I said, just, you know, avoiding what you put on Facebook. If you're gone for a long period of time, you got mail piling up, maybe have your neighbor get your mail for you, because that's telling me you've been gone for a while. Just a lot of things, you know, checking in on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Might not want to do that. Or when you go to vacation, wait till you get back from your vacation to post those awesome vacation pictures you took. You know what I mean?
Right.
So there's just, and they're all common sense things. You don't got to live your life in fear. Just a little common sense.
But live it smarter.
Yeah, goes a long way.
Okay.
Well, it's also good. We go back to Fairfield, how good a community it is. Our neighbors do watch out for us.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that's hard to find anymore.
Okay.
And it's still prevalent here.
We've gotten spoiled, you know, because for a long time, I mean, things are picking up. Crime's picking up everywhere. Bigger cities, well, you know, it's translating into happening here. And, you know, it's tied to our economy. That's a whole different, you know, I digress, but you know, we've been spoiled for a long time, but crime is picking up. We're starting to see more things happen here, and we're just going to have to be a little bit more careful.
Okay. All right. That is Officer Justin Titzer and Police Chief Keith Colclation from the Fairfield Police Force. Thank you for your service, gentlemen. And that's going to do it for today.